B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start from the Mishnah, the second line of the Omid. Says the Mishnah, and we saw in the previous Mishnah that when somebody marries a Basula, a girl who's never had any relations with anyone, has never been married before, then her Ksuba is 200 zuz. However, an Almona is only 1 mone. Now the Mishnah is going to give us a list of instances, a list of girls who, in spite of there being some issue, and it would seem that they should not be considered besulois, nonetheless they are considered besulois, in contrast to a similar list with one changed detail at the end of the following Mishnah, at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where we'll see over there, indeed, they do not have the status and title of besula. Says the Mishnah, Hagiyeres, a convert, somebody who, a girl that was born non-Jewish, and she did Gil, she converted, Vashvuya, or a girl that was held in captivity, Vashivcha, or a maid, a slave, Shenivdu, in the case where the Shvuya, the girl that was in captivity, was redeemed, or the Gieris, the Goya, Shenizgairu, that became converted, Vashenishtachru, and the maid became redeemed, which means that these girls, they were in the status of being either a goy, or in captive, or a maid. All those were until the age of less than 3. And they left that state before they reached the age of 3 years old. Then ksuvosa mosaim, they have the status of a basula, and the ksuba is 200 zuz, 2 mone. V'yeshlem tainis basulim, and the husband can expect to find Basulim, and if he doesn't find Basulim, either Tainas Domim that we've learnt about, or Pesach Pasuach that we've learnt about, he can come forward and say that his expectations were not met, and she's not a Basula. Says the Gemara, Omar of Huna. And now the Gemara is based on our Mishnah, that there's a concept of converting, of being Nisgairu, less than the age of 3 years old. That's an interesting concept. Can a Goy convert at that age? The Gemara is going to discuss that now. Omer of Huna, Geir Kotten, what happens if a very young child who wants to become a convert, or maybe he doesn't want to become a convert, maybe they bring him to be a convert, and we're talking about that he doesn't have a father who is doing the Geirus for him or with him, and his mother is coming to Beis Din and saying, I want my child to convert. Matbili Noise Al Das, Beis Din, then the 3 Dayonim take the place of the father, and they can convert him. Maiko Mashmalon, what is Rav Huna trying to impress on us? Is he trying to impress on us the Schusulai? Because we know that a child doesn't have the level of understanding to be able to make decisions for himself. Here, to make a decision to convert from being a Goy to being a Yisrael is a very big decision. Sometimes we can do things for somebody else, but only on condition that it's a zchus for him, it's a merit for him, and we assume that had he had the intellectual capacity, he would have actually agreed. But something which is a choiv, which is more of a liability for him, you cannot do that on his behalf, because there's no reason to believe that's what he actually would have wanted to do had he had the ability to make such a decision. So could it be that Rav Huna is impressing on us that the concept of geirus, the schos hulay, is actually considered a merit, and that's why Beis Din can do it for him? V'zochin la'odom shlei b'fonov, and this is a concept in other places in Shas, that one can merit for somebody else on their behalf with the assumption that that's what they would want to do. Is that what Rav Huna is trying to impress on us? And that's why matbilin is they put him in the mikveh, which is one of the things you have to do with Geirus, is tevila, the Beis Din can tevil him and they will take the place of the father. Tanina, we don't need Rav Huna to tell this to us. We already learned elsewhere, there's zochin la'odom shalei b'fonov, ve'in chovin la'odom shalei b'fonov. This is a rule that we know in other places in Shas, that if it's shalei b'fonov, which means it's not in front of him, which means it's not with his conscious and complete das, he hasn't got the ability to make such a cognitive decision this way, an educated decision. If it's a zchus, we can do it on his behalf. If it's a choiv, then we cannot. So we don't need Rav Huna to tell us this. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'od Tema, I would have thought, Oivid Keichovim, or Goy, Behefkera Nichalei, that we would have thought that a Goy prefers the Hefka, the the non-committed life, the life of just being able to live with low morals or no morals, and therefore to convert him and to being a Yisrael, it's we expect a person to live with morals. We know that regarding slaves, they definitely prefer to have hefkerus, to have no boundaries, and to be able to be engaged in any moral or other relationships. That doesn't bother them. The question is, if a regular goy is similar to a slave and is definitely behefkerus nichalei, prefers hefkerus, in which case converting is would be considered a choiv, or do we say no? That a goy is, we don't say hefkerus nichalei. Komash malon, that's what Rav Huna was coming to tell us, the hanimili godel. That is only true with a godel, somebody who's mature and grown up, a goy who's already old enough to have tasted the taste of hefkerus, indeed for him it will be a choiv. The toam tam di sur has already tasted the taste of a free life. Avil koten, but a goy who's very young, that has not yet tasted the taste of hefkerus, for him, schus hulo, indeed, it would be preferable for him to join Klal Yisrael and to be a yid. Indeed, it's a schus, and that's what Rav Huna is coming to tell us. A geir koten, matbilin oise al das, based in because it's a schus for him. It's a benefit for him, not a liability. Says the Gemara, and let's try and bring proof from our Mishnah. Lema Masiele, can we bring proof to Rav Huna from our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah, we learned, speaks about Hagiyeris, a convert, Vashvuya, if she's been in captive, Vashivcha, or a slave, a maid, Shenivdu, which in his Gairu, Shenishtachru, that the Giyeris converted, the Shvuya, the captive, was ransomed, was redeemed, the Shivcha was set free. If this happened less than the age of 3 years old, then the Mishnah is speaking about the context of Basula, that she has the status of a Basula, and we'll see in the Gemara soon why. But either way, we see here that we have the concept of a convert under the age of 3 years old. My love, can we not assume that Belinu al Das Beisdin? Can we not assume that it was Beisdin that took the place of the father and did it for the girl, assuming it's a schus, like Rav Huna said, Nageir Koten Matbilin Oisei Aldas Beisdin, so our Mishnah would be a proof to Rav Huna. Says the Gemara Loi, you don't have proof from our Mishnah. Hoche b'mayoskinon begerushin izgayru bonu v'bnois of imoy. The Mishnah could be talking about where the father is the one that converts, and he takes the children with him to the Beisdin, because they prefer to follow and do what their father is doing and to convert. And that's why in the Beis Din, even under the age of 3 years old, we convert her with the Beis Din. It's not yet a proof that when Rav Huna is speaking about a Ger Koten who doesn't have a father to convert him, and the mother brings the child to Beis Din, in that case, indeed, there's an added element of Chiddush that Beis Din, it's a schus for him, and Beis Din do the tvila and do the gerus for him, and there's no proof to that from our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says that either if the father came and converted the young child, or if the father didn't come and just Beis Din converted the child, so to speak, taking the place of the father, irrespective, doesn't matter, either way, higdilui, when this convert reaches the age of bar mitzvah, reaches a girl of bas mitzvah of 12 or a boy 13, yecholim limchis. At that first moment, they can say, it was very nice that somebody converted us when we were young and immature and couldn't make our own decisions. Now that we have the status of a godel, that our decisions, we can make our own decisions, we can choose to protest that and say we prefer to revert back to being non-Jews, to be goyim, and they can do that. And then we look at them as goyim. Says the Gemara Esvei, we're going to ask a question on this against what Rav Yosef just said. This Rav Yosef says that a geir, when he becomes a godel, he can be moicha, he can undo the geirus. Then we're going to have here a question. Abaye is going to ask a question from one source, Rav is going to ask a question from a different source, and later we'll understand why they didn't each ask from each other's sources. Esvei Abaye. Abaye is asking from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hagiyeris vashvuya vashivcha shenivdu v'shenizgayru v'shenishtachru p'chusos mibnois shalishonim v'yemechot k'suvos on mosaim." The Mishnah says that if this girl who became a giyeris at age less than 3, and then somebody marries her, then the k'suba is 200 zuz, like a basula. The question is, v'yisol kadaitoch, if you, Rav Yosef, are right, and that higdila yecholim limchos, when she reaches the age of 12, she can undo the geirus and just become a goy again, then yavinan lo ksuba de ozla v'ochla b'giyusa, does it make sense that we should give her ksuba of 200 zuz, and then afterwards she's just going to take it and say, I'm reverting back to being a goy, and take the money away? Answers the Gemara, L'chi gadla. We don't give her the ksuba until she's a gdela, until she reaches bas mitzvah, until she reaches 12 years old. And at 12 years old, once she's accepted to stay a yid, then that's it, we can give her the ksuba. Asks the Gemara, L'chi gadla. Nami memachya v'nafka. Did Rav Yosef not say, Higdilu yechayla limchis? Yechayla limchis, that they can actually protest when they become gedolim? So what does it help to wait till she's bas mitzvah? At bas mitzvah is actually the time that she can protest. Says the Gemara, no. Kivan shehigdila sha'achas, as soon as she's been a gedolah, 12-year-old, for a short amount of time, v'loy michasa, she didn't protest her being a Yisraelis, shuveinu yechayla limchis, from that point on, she can no longer backtrack, and she stays a Yisraelis forever, and therefore, once she's a Yisraelis, and she's accepted and not been moicha for a short time from her bas mitzvah, we can give her the ksuba, and there's no fear that she's going to go back to becoming a goy. So that was Abaya's question. Abaya asked against Rav Yosef from our Mishnah, that there's a Gieris, which is very young, and we give her ksuba. And that was the question, according to Rav Yosef, why should we give her ksuba? The answer is, we only give her ksuba once she's old enough and late enough down the line that she can no longer back out. Rav is going to ask a question against Rav Yosef from a different source. Masiv Rava. Now Rav is asking a question against the same Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who said, Igdilo yochoylo limchis, yochoylo limchis. We have a question from a different Mishnah, a Mishnah we're going to learn later on Daf Chavtes. Eilu nairis sheshlem knas. We know that if a person, he either seduces or forces a girl to have relations with him outside of marriage, he has to pay a knas to the father. And in some cases, we even force him to marry the girl, if she's agreeable to that. However, there are some cases where even though there would be reason to say that there's no knas, for example, he's not allowed to marry her, or there may have been a chance to say that she wasn't a basula, and if she wasn't a basula, then there's no knas, then maybe he shouldn't have to pay the knas, says the Mishnah. No. Eilu nairus sheshlem knas. The following are cases of girls that does have the knas of the 50 shekel, even though we would have had reason to say otherwise. Either haboala mamzeres, either if somebody does an avera of znus with a mamzeres, and a mamzeres is not allowed to marry a koshi Israel, and therefore this person who did znus with her cannot marry her afterwards, and maybe we would have thought if he cannot marry her, then if he doesn't marry her, he doesn't need to pay the knas either. Says the Mishnah, no, he has to pay the knas. Vala nasino vala kutis, and also in nasino and a kutis, which we're going to learn about later on in the Masechta, where it's also for a regular Yisrael to marry a nasino or a kutis. And so I would have thought, since you can't marry her, you don't need to pay the knas. Vala gieres vala shvuyo vala shivcho shenivdu v'shenizgayru v'shenishtachru p'chusam ibnois sholishonim v'yoyim echod. These are the three that we've mentioned in our Mishnah already and mentioned in the Gemara before. These are three types of people that either she was a goy or she was a slave, also a goy in slavery, or she was the gieres a shvuya or a shivcho, or she was either in captive or she was a slave or a goy. In all these three cases, it's probable that somebody had relations with her because they're very immoral, and that's typically what happens. And if she's not a basula, then there's no reason to give her the knas. The knas is only for basulais. Nonetheless, yeshlem knas. Since they became, either the goy converted or the slave was set free, and then she becomes a Yisraelis, or if it was a maid that she was redeemed. And then in those three cases, since it was before she was 3 years old, even if somebody had relations with her before she was 3 years old, then by the time she's 3 years old, she receives the basulim back again, and therefore she has the status of a basula. So these are all the cases where, even though there would have been a reason to say there's no knas, there is a knas. And one of these cases was a gieris. that this girl who became a convert, she converted under the age of 3. So even though we would have thought that there's no knas because probably somebody had relations with her before, and then this person who was either ma'anasa or mafateha shouldn't have to pay the knas, we say no, since she became a geiris before she was 3 years old, the basulim came back, and therefore she has the status of a basula, and anyone who violates her has to pay the knas. Says the Gemara, says Rava, vi omras, if you're going to suggest, higdilo yechayli nimcha, it's like Rav Yosef said, that once this geiris becomes bas mitzvah, becomes 12 years old, she can say, I want to protest, I don't want to be a Yisraelis, yehavinon lo knas, da'oz lava ochlo begiusa. Does it make sense that we give her the knas, the 50 shekel, and then she's just going to revert back to being a goy and take the money away from her, with her? We don't give goyim the knas is for a bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, l'chi godlo, we only give her the knas once she's a gedoyla. Asks the Gemara, l'chi godlo, nami memachia v'nafka. We already said before, Rav Yosef said that higdiloi, when she becomes a gedoyla, then she can be meicha. What does it help to wait till she's 12 and then give her the knas? At 12 she can back out and say, I don't want to be a Yisraelis. Says the Gemara, as we answered with Abaya, kivon shehigdilo sha'achas, after the time has passed, a short time from when she's 12, v'loy michasa, she didn't protest her being Yisraelis, shuv einei chayla limchais, she can no longer be meicha, and she stays Yisraelis, and then we can give her the knas. Now the question is, why did Abaya ask the question from our Mishnah here of Ksuba Mosaim, and Rav Yosef asked from the knas? Abaya le omak Rava, Rava asked against Rav Yosef from knas of Oynes and Mafate. Why did Rav Yosef ask from knas and Abaya from Ksuba? Says the Gemara, Abaya le omak Rava. Abaya asked against Rav Yosef from Ksuba, didn't ask against Rav Yosef like Rava did from the knas, because hasam knasa hainu tama, why do we give a knas to these girls, even though there would be reason to say that he shouldn't have to pay the knas, shelo yehei niskar. It's just in order that somebody who did an avera shouldn't come away having gained by having done this avera and saying, oh, because she can back down at 12 years old, we're not going to give her the knas. That would be a good claim, maybe, but that's not a reason to exempt him from paying the knas, because what you did was something you shouldn't have done. You shouldn't have had this relations with this girl. And just because it's true that we don't want the money to go over to, once she goes back to being a goy, she should take the money with her, that would not be a reason not to give him his penalty. And therefore, Abaya said, I'm not asking from knas, because even though she, even if she would take it, the money with her, he should still have to pay the knas. We don't want a choita, someone who does navera, to be niskar, to have gained from the fact that she could change her mind. Rava le omar kabaya, and Rava didn't ask the question against Rav Yosef from Ksuba like Abaya did, because Rava will say, why is there a Ksuba? Ksuba hainu tama, sheloitei kalo be'enov loitzio. The reason that there is a Ksuba is in order that it shouldn't be easy for him just to divorce his wife. He should think twice. If he divorces his wife, he's going to have to pay for it. And therefore, he'll think twice, he'll calm down, and he'll make a more sensible choice. So Rava is saying that the question from Abaya, Ksuba, yeah, it could well be that this girl, she gets Ksuba of 200 zuz. And it could well be that at 12 years old, she'll back down and say, I don't want to be Israelis, I want to go back to being a goy. That could happen, and that's not a reason to exempt the husband. We want the husband to all along to feel that this is a woman that I'm keeping, there's certain gravity to a commitment of marriage, and it shouldn't be easy for him to send her out. And if he knows that he's not going to have to pay ksuba because maybe at 12 years old she'll change her mind, then that marriage will not have this extra element of shaloitei kalobein of loitzia. And therefore, Rava held that in the case of ksuba, even if she would take the money away with her, we would still expect the husband to pay the ksuba if he divorces her. And we wouldn't be afraid that maybe she'll take the money with her and hence exempt the husband. We would not exempt him before that. And therefore, Rava didn't ask from where Abaya did from Ksuba. Rava asked the question from Knas. Continues the next Mishnah. Hagodil, a boy who's over 9 years old, and the day is over 9 years old, Sheboa laktana, who has relations with a ktana, with a girl who's less than 3 years old, or Vikotan, a boy who's under the age of 9, Sheboa lagdoila, that has relations with a girl who's more than 3 years old, that's That's case number two. Case number three, Umukas 8, a girl who lost her basulim not because a man had relations with her, but because she knocked into a piece of wood and that piece of wood knocked the basulim away from her. All these three cases, Ksuboson Mosaim. She's considered a basula because a godel shebo al aktano. We've already learned that relations, a bia that is done with a girl under the age of 3 years old, the basulim come back. A cotton shebo al agdoilo, even though the basulim don't come back, but since a boy under the age of 9, the bia is not called a bia, it's called einei ra'u lebia. Therefore, even though she's lost a basulim, she has the status of a basula. And mukaseis also, since she lost a basulim not because of relations with a boy, therefore she has the status of a basula and a ksubos on mosaim. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. The chachomim argue, and they say that even though it seems we agree that godel shebo al aktano, she has a ksuba mosaim. Cotton shebo al agdoila, even though she doesn't have basulim anymore, she has a ksuba mosaim. Mukas 8, that not. Mukas 8, ksuboso mone, there the ksuba is a, it goes down and she does not have the status of a basula, she has the status of an almona, and her ksuba is a mona. Continues the Mishnah. Basula, what happens if you have a basula who she's been married? Normally, once a person is married, especially after the nisuin, the night after the chuppah, a couple are supposed to have relations. And so a girl who is an almona who's ever been married would be assumed to be a ba'ula. We learned in a previous Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis that if she became an almona or gerusha or chalutza for after kiddushin, before nisuin, we can understand that typically till the nisuin there would be no bia, and therefore she's still a basula. What happens if she is a basula even after nisuin? For whatever reason, they did the chuppah and the marriage terminated before they ever managed to have physical relations even once. A basula who is an almona or a grusha or a chalutza, mina nisuin. In the Mishnah on the Yud Amud Beis, it was mina erusin. Here it's from the nisuin. They're ksubos on mona. Even though we assume, and he married her, assuming she was a basula, and therefore we would have understood if the ksuba would be 200 zuz. No. Since she's been a nisua, since she's been fully married, then she has the status of a mona, even though it seems that she would be a basula. Vein lem tainis basulim, and for the same token, the next day the chosn can't come to Beis Din and say there were no basulim. They'll say to her, young man, this girl, your wife, had been married before. She'd had nisuin before, and therefore you cannot come with a claim that there's no basulim. And therefore the mona that he deserves, that she deserves, he cannot say, I married her assuming she was a basula, and it's a mekach tos, and you know, you conned me, and therefore I shouldn't pay any ksuba. No. We say that the mona that she deserves is the mona she gets, and you cannot undo that with tainas besulim. Continues the Mishnah. Hagiyeres vashvuya vashivcha, shenivdu vashenizgayru vashenishtachru. This is similar to the case we saw in the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. But over here we're talking about that when did they lose their status of goy, or captive, or slave, or maid, that was yeseres albunayis shalishonim, after they were already older than 3 years old. More than 3 years old in a day. In that case, since we assume that these girls, they are taken advantage of, they are violated, they are no longer basulais, and therefore ksubos on mona. If once they join Klal Yisrael and anybody marries them, then we assume them to be ba'ulais, and the ksuba is only a mona. Ve'inem tainis basulim, and obviously, since we assume them to be basulais, to be ba'ulais, sorry, no husband can come forward and say, why was she a ba'ula? Why was she Tainas basulim, why were there no basulim there? And I married her assuming and hoping she was a basula. You can't have such a claim, since when she was 3 years old in a day, she was still in a state of either being a goy, a maid, or a captive. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav, who said in the name of Rav, Koton habo ala gedoyla. And this is a case that we mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that one of the cases that ksubos on mosaim, according to Reb Meir, and the Chachomim, it seems, didn't argue with that, we'll soon see. But the Mishnah says that cotton, habo'ala gedoyla, which means it doesn't have the status of a bia in many other halachas, but she does not have her basulim anymore, because this cotton removed the basulim, then she still has the status of a basula, and the ksuba is 200. Says Rav, Kotna Boala Gdoila Asa'o Mukas Eitz. That in the same way as when a girl is injured by a piece of wood and loses her basulim, and if that happens, then what's the halacha? We saw in the Mishnah, it's a machloikas, Reb Meir and the Chachomim. And according to the Rabbonon in the Mishnah, they say that the ksuba is only 100 zuz. Then so too, according to Rav, Kotna Boala Gdoila, since she doesn't have basulim, it will only be 100 zuz. That's what Rav held. Ki amrita kameid de Shmuel. When this statement, this quote was said in the name of Rav before Shmuel, Omar and Shmuel argued with Rav and said, Ein mukas eitz bebosor. Mukas eitz is only if you're injured by an object, by an item, but not when you're injured by a person. When you're injured by a person, a boy, a young boy, then if she doesn't have the status of be'ula, because the beer of a cotton under the age of 9 is not considered a beer, then all the while she does not have the status of a bu'ula, then she also doesn't have the status of a mukas eitz, and therefore the ksuba is mosaim. That's what Shmuel held. Here it was Rav Yehuda who said in the name of Rav and in the name of Shmuel. There are some who say, no, it was a direct machlekas, Rav and Shmuel. Kotna bo'ala gdoila. Rav Omar Asa Mukas Eitz, Shmuel Omar Ein Mukas Eitz Babosor. But the halachas are the same. Rav says that a kotna bo'ala gdoila, if the basulim have been removed, even if it wasn't by a piece of wood, it was done by a person, she does not longer have the status of a basula. Shmuel says that she has the status of a basula, all the while she's not got the status of a ba'ula, and since he is not a ba'ula because the bia of a cotton is not a bia, therefore ksuboso is mosaim. Asks the Gemara against Rav. Rav, who said that kotna ba'ala gedoila asa mukas eitz, mosiv Ravashia. Ravashia is going to ask a question against this. From our Mishnah, godel shaboala ktano v'kotna boala gedoila umukas eitz. Three cases. A godel shaboala ktano, which is the case we're talking about here. No, it's not the case we're talking about here. We're talking about a case where a godel, a boy of over 9, who had relations with a girl who was under the age of 3. There, everybody understands that she still has the status of a basula because the basulim come back if the relations happened before the age of 3. V'kotna bo'ala gedoila, that's case number 2. This is the case where a young child has relations with a girl who's over the age of 3. Those basulim are not going to come back. Umukas eitz, the basulim have been taken away by an object, not by a person. Ksuboson masayim, divrei Reb Meir, we saw that in our Mishnah. V'chachomim oimrim, the Chachomim only argued by mukas eitz and said mukas eitz, ksuboson mone. But it seems from the Mishnah that the kotna bo'ala gedoila, the Chachomim agreed to Reb Meir that the ksuba is 200. So how can Rav say kotna bo'ala gedoila has the same status of mukas eitz? The Chachomim and the Mishnah don't hold that way. They agreed to Reb Meir that kotna bo'ala gedoila and mukas eitz are two separate categories, proof being that the Chachomim only argued by mukas eitz and didn't argue by kotna bo'ala gedoila. That was the question that Reb Oishia asked against Rav. Omar Rava, Hochik Omar. Rava says, you have to say it like this. Godel habo alaktano veloip klum. That means the halacha goes like this. A godel habo alaktano, all opinions in the Mishnah agree, Reb Meir and the Chachomim agree, veloip klum. It's not called a beer at all. It's an act which has almost no relevance because those basulim are so soft and she's so young and tender, they're just going to come back. The pochis mikan kenoisin etzba ba'ayin domi. It's like if a person puts a finger in their eyes, then one tear comes out, and then some more tears will replace it. It's something which those basulim will get easily replaced. Everybody says she has the status of a basula, and the ksuba is going to be 200. The kotna bo'ala gdoila. If a cotton has relations with a gdoila and actually removes the basulim and they're not going to come back, then asa'o mukas eitz. Then Rav is explaining that both opinions in the Mishnah would hold that it has the same status as mukas eitz when the basulim were removed, but not by something which is considered a bia, or mukas eitz gufam. What is the halacha by mukas eitz? And according to the way Rav is explaining that Rav has to understand a kotna bo'ala gedoila would have the same halacha. Mukas eitz gufam plukta Reb Meir v'Rabbonon. It's machlekes Reb Meir and the Rabbonon. Reb Meir say that Kotna Baal HaGdoilo and Mukas Eitz, since both of them don't have the status of a proper Bia, even though she's lost the Basulim, Haksuba is 200. And the Chachomim say in both cases, since she doesn't have Basulim, Haksuba is 100, it's one Mone. Continues the Gemara. Omar Romi Bar Chama. We're going to discuss Mukas Eitz now. Machleikus, the whole Machleikus between Reb Meir and the Chachomim, whether Mukas Eitz is 200 according to Reb Meir or 100 according to the Chachomim, that's all. Till now we just had the discussion, does this girl have the status of a Basula? Does she have the status of a Bu'ula? If it's a Basula, it's 100. If it's a Bu'ula, like an Almona, it's 100. But there's another issue we have to discuss, and that is Mekach Tos. This husband can say, nobody told me that she was injured. I married her assuming that she was a Basula. She's not a Basula, it's a Mekach Tos. I've been conned, this is not what I bought. It's like somebody who goes into a shop and buys an item, and after the sale, he realizes that they conned him and they gave him a different item, or they gave him a destroyed item. He can come back and say, Mekach Tos. This is, the sale is invalid. I'm undoing the whole thing. It's not what I wanted. This is not what I bargained for. The question is, what's going to be in the case of Mukas Eitz? Can a person claim and say Mekach Tos and she doesn't deserve any Ksuba? Omar Romi Bar Chama. So Romi Bar Chama claimed that the whole Machleikus Kishahikirba. If he knew she was Mukas Eitz, then there's a Machleikus. What's the status of a Mukas Eitz? The Reb Meir Medami Lola Begeris. Reb Meir says, since he knew that she was a Mukas Eitz, she doesn't have Basulim, then she has the same status as a Begeris, a girl who's over the age of 12 and a half. And we know that the whole concept of Basulim is only till the age of 12 and a half. After that, we assume that the Basulim, they've just fallen away on their own. The whole claim of Tainas Basulim is only till 12 and a half. But this girl who's 12 and a half, even though she doesn't have Basulim, she's still called a Basula. No one's ever had any relations with her, and her Ksuba is 200. So Reb Meir says that by Mukas Eitz is no different to Begeris. The same way as a Begeris lost a Basulim at 12 and a half, then this girl, even under the age of 12 and a half, she lost a Basulim because she was injured by a piece of wood. But it has the same status as a Begeris. She's not called Ba'ula, and her Ksuba is 200. That was the opinion of Reb Meir, and that's Hikirba, because he knew in advance. He knew that she was a Mukas Eitz. Rabbonon, Madami Lola Ba'ula. Rabbonon say no. Say she's not 12 and a half years old. Rabbonon say she was less than 12 and a half years old. Why has she not got Basulim? She's got the status of a Ba'ula. If she has the status of a Ba'ula, then her Ksuba is 100. And that's the Machleikus, but that's only because Hikirba, he knew in advance she was a Mukas Eitz. Avaloi Hikirba. But if he didn't know before, he thought that this girl was a regular girl who's a Basula, and then he realizes afterwards there's no Basulim, and he finds out she was Mukas Eitz, she was injured by a piece of wood. Divrei Hakel v'loi klum, everybody agrees, she gets no Ksuba whatsoever, because it's a Mekach Tos. That is what Romi Bar Chama says. V'Reb Meir, amai medami lola begeris, what in the case of Hikirbo, where he knew that she was a Mukas Eitz, Reb Meir says she gets 200, because she's got the same status as a 12 and a half year old. The question is, why do we compare to a 12 and a half year old? Nedamya Leba'ula, why don't you compare to any other child who's under the age of 12 and a half, who doesn't have Basulim and has the status of a Ba'ula? And then she'll only get Mone. Both the Mukas Eitz and the Ba'ula, the Basulim were not removed just by the passage of time, like a Begeris, like a 12 and a half year old. Both of them were removed with some act, something happened. So the same way as a Ba'ula, something, namely a man, removed the Basulim, Mukas Eitz, a piece of wood, removed the Basulim. They should have the same status. Answers the Gemara. Ba'ula is avid ba'maisa bide odom. You're right that both the Ba'ula and the Mukas Eitz, something happened, but it depends by who. By a Ba'ula, it happened by a person, and therefore her status goes down from 200 to 100. She has the status of a Ba'ula. Ha, but in the case of Mukas Eitz, lo is avid ba'maisa bide odom. Since it wasn't a human being that did the action, it's just a piece of wood, she just got injured, it has the same status as a Begeris, that no human being did any action to remove those basulim, and therefore she has the status of a Begeris, and the Ksuba is 200. The Rabbonon again talking about Hikirbo, he knew she was a Basula, she knew that she was a Mukas Eitz, and the Rabbonon say that she gets 100, not 200. The question, why? Because we compare her to a Ba'ula, because both of them, an action happened in the same way as a Ba'ula, the the psulim are actually removed, so too by mukase, something removed them, and therefore she has a ksuba of mone. Adamadamu lo lebu'ulo, if you're comparing her to a bu'ulo, nidmayo le begeres. Why don't you say that in the same way as a begeres, the ksuba, the basulim was removed not by the act of a human being, so to mukas eitz, the act was not done by a human being, and they should both, and the same way as a begeres is a has the status of basula as far as ksuba is concerned, that she has a ksuba of mosaim 200, so to mukas eitz should be mosaim. Answers the Gemara, no. Begeres, lo yis avid b'maisa klal. Begeres, nothing happened to her at all. The basulim got lost just by virtue of the passage of time. Ho, however, mukas eitz is avid b'maisa. Something happened. It's true it wasn't a human being that did it. It was a piece of wood. But it happened. Since it happened, we compare it to a bu'ula, and the ksuba is only, mona is only 100 zuz. And then that's all regarding hikirba. But we said, Rami Bar Chama said, that avaloi hikirbo, if he didn't know she was a mukas eitz, he didn't know that he's got, he shouldn't expect to that there should be any basulim left. The divir hakel v'loi klum. Everybody agrees that there's no ksuba whatsoever. It's a mekach tos. That's what we saw from Rami Bar Chama. Moser Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is asking a question against Rami Bar Chama. Hi oimeres mukas eitzani. And we're going to learn about this later, Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Omad Aleph. What happens if she says, you're right, there was no basulim, but you know why there's no basulim? Because mukaseitz, I got injured by a piece of wood. And he claims, loy ki elod rusas ishat. No, it's not true. It's the reason you don't have basulim is not because of mukaseitz, it's because before we got married, you had relations with somebody. You were a bu'ula, a regular bu'ula. And if you're a bu'ula, and nobody told me about this before, and therefore he is saying that it's a mekach tos. So Reb Gamliel, Reb Eliezer, Imrim, Reb Gamliel and Reb Eliezer both say nemenes, that she is believed and she gets a ksuba. She gets the ksuba. She said mukas eitzani. She gets the ksuba. The question is, why should she get ksuba even as a mukas eitz? But it's very clear from this dialogue that he assumed she was a regular basula. He didn't know she was mukas eitz. And now there's a discussion, did she lose her basulim because of mukaseitz or because she had relations with a man before she got married? It was drusas ish. But either way, Rami Bar Chama just said now that if loy hikirbo, if he didn't know she was not a basula, it's a mekach tos. So why are we here ne'emenes that we accept her claim that she's a mukaseitz? She shouldn't get any ksuba anyway, because he can claim mekach tos. What's the difference why you don't have basulim? It's a mekach tos. Elo Omar Rova. Rava argues with what we said before from Rami Bar Chama. Rava argued and said as follows. Bein hikirbo, bein loy hikirbo. Irrespective of whether it was he knew before or he didn't know before, according to Reb Meir, mosaim. It's the same as a begeres, that she gets a ksuba of mosaim, even if loy hikirbo. Since the reason she's not a basula is not ba'ula, there's no claim of mekach tos, and therefore she gets the ksuba of mosaim. However, l'rabbonon, only according to the rabbonon, if hikirbo, if he knew she was a mukaseitz, then mone, she gets a mone like a bu'ula, like we saw before. Loy hikirbo, if he didn't know that she was mukaseitz, v'loy klum, then indeed it's mekach tos. That is how Rava explains. That means Rami Bar Chama, we had an issue. Because in the Mishnah it's clear, in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, that we saw that if there's a discussion between him and her whether she was drusas ish or she was mukas eitz, then she's ne'emenes. So you see there clearly that even when she didn't know, there's still a ksuba. According to Rami Bar Chama, there's no way of holding that. It doesn't work not with Reb Meir and not with the Chachamim of our Mishnah, because Reb Meir said that if lo hikirbo, kule alma moida v'lo klum. So Rava said now that according to Reb Meir, indeed, Mukaseitz, according to Reb Meir, even hikirba or loy hikirba gets 200. According to the Chachomim, hikirba it's 100. Loy hikirba is mekach tos. So that Mishnah that says that she gets ksuba, it must be Reb Meir. It can't be the Chachomim, because the Chachomim say again, if loy hikirba, she doesn't get any ksuba. What's ne'emenes? So according to Rava, that Mishnah is going to follow the opinion of Reb Meir. Says the Gemara, v'hodar be'rova. But Rava changed his mind. Rava said that even according to the Chachomim, there's no mekach tos. by Mukas Eitz. Just the same as Reb Meir says that Bein Hikirbo, Bein Hikirbo, if he knew or if he didn't know she was Mukas Eitz, she gets 200 like a Bu'ula. According to the Chachomim, Bein Hikirbo, Bein Lo Hikirbo, she gets 100 like a Bu'ula. And there's no claim of Mekach Tos. And if Rava changed his mind that way, then the Mishnah that says Ne'emenes could be Reb Meir, and it could be the Chachomim, because it just says Ne'emenes, she gets Ksuba. How much Ksuba? It's Lo Hikirbo. How much Ksuba? According to Reb Meir, 200. According to the Chachomim, it will be 100. But now we have to determine, where do we see that according to Rava, he changed his mind, and even according to the Chachomim, who say that when Hikirbo, when he knew she was Mukas Eitz, she has the status of a Be'ula, not that of a Begeres, and she gets only 100. But when it's Lo Hikirbo, when he didn't know Bichlal that she was a Mukas Eitz, still she gets the same 100, and he cannot say it's a Mekach Tos. Where do we find that Rava changed his mind to say this? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Keitzad Hoitzoas Shemra. There's a concept when a man marries his wife, and then the next day he comes to Beis Din and says there were no Basulim. And then Beis Din realized that there were Basulim, and he just bad-mouthed her. That's called Hoitzoas Shemra, and he has to pay a knas. Keitzad Hoitzoas Shemra, how does all this work? Bo'ala Beis Din v'omar, if this chosn comes to Beis Din and says, v'omar ploini, this person says, Loi matzosi lebitcho psulim. He says to the father of this girl, your daughter didn't have any basulim. Im yesh edim shezinso tachtov. If there's edim that she did znus after the kiddushin, after she was ready in Eishas Ish, yesh lo ksuba mona, then she gets the ksuba of 100. And straight to the Gemara says, I don't understand. Something doesn't feel right here. Im yesh edim shezinso tachtov, this edim that she did znus after she was married to him as an Eishas Ish, baskilahi, she gets killed by stoning. What do you mean she has the ksuba of mona? No, hochi koma. No, you have to read it as follows. Im yesh edim shezinso tachtov beskila. If there's edim she did znus after she was married to him, of course she gets skila. Zinso mikor, but if she did znus before she married him, then yesh lo ksuba mona. Then she gets the ksuba of a mona, because when she married him, then she was already a bu'ula. And a bu'ula, as with any almona, only has a ksuba of mona, which is 100 zuz. So, v'omer b'chia bar ovin, omer of sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, zoi semeres. What do you see from here? It's clear from here that when it says that he got married to her thinking she was a basula, there were no basulim. He came to Beis Din and it became apparent that she did znus before he ever knew her, before he got married to her at all. And we say she gets a mone, not the 200, because she wasn't a basula, she gets a mone. I don't understand. It would seem from here that Konsa Becheskas Basula, he married her with the assumption that she was a Basula. Venimtes Ba'ula, and then realized afterwards that she was not Basula, Yeshla Ksuba Mone. She gets the Mone, a Ksuba of Mone. We don't say Mekachtos. She gets a Mone. That's what Rav Sheshes determined from the halacha, from that Braisa. Umosiv Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked a question against Rav Sheshes. Because we learned in a Mishnah. We're going to learn in a Mishnah. Hanoisa sa'isha v'lei motzala basulim. If somebody marries a girl and there's no basulim, he oimeres, she claims, misha irastani ne'enasti. After the erusin, that means when we did the kiddushin, I was still a basula. After the erusin, between the erusin and the nisuin, somebody did znus with me by force. She doesn't become osa, it was an oinus. I didn't have any choice. Ne'enasti. When she says it's bad luck. It's like if you have had a field and there's bad luck and a flood comes and floods the whole field. Okay, here also you have a wife and somebody took advantage of her and I'm sorry, but that was just your bad luck. And there's no reason she should lose the ksuba in any way. He claims, loy. He says, no. He says, what do you mean? You didn't do znus be'oinus after we got married, after the kiddushin. You had relations with somebody before we got married, and when we got married, you were no longer a basula, and you didn't tell me that. It's a mekachtos. And it seems that we accept his claim, that even that since he married her, Becheskas Basula, assuming she was a Basula, and then it became apparent she's not a Basula, Mekachtol, she doesn't get anything. So this is what Rav Nachman is asking from here against what Rav Sheshes determined from the Braisa, that from the Braisa you see that if he comes after the Chasna and says there was no Basulim, and she says, yes, I was a... And she says that before we got married, there was a Znus, it says that Ksubas Amone, and here it says that Mekachtos, Veles Lo Klal. And the Gemara determines, as we just explained, that if he says mekach toz means she doesn't get any ksuba. And this is of Nachman's question. Nachman says it's clear from the Mishnah that if he married her, assuming she was a basula and she wasn't a basula, mekach toz, she gets no ksuba whatsoever. And this contradicts what Rav Sheisha saw in the Braisa before, that if she says that there was a znus before we got married, that yesh lo ksuba samone. Omar lohu Rav Chiya bar Ovin. Rav Chiya bar Ovin said to Rav Nachman, Efshe Rav Amram v'chol gadoir le'adoir yosvi, ki omar Rav Sheishas lahoshmaita. We have to realize that Rav Amram and all the leaders of the generation were there when Rav Sheishas said what he said. He quoted that brisa, and Rav Sheishas said, from this brisa it's clear that konso b'cheskas besula, v'nimtso es be'ula, yesh lo ksuba mone. V'kashilu, and this question from this Mishnah was actually asked. How can you say that konso b'cheskas besula v'nimtzis b'ula yesh lo ksuba? We're going to see in the next Mishnah, which is the Mishnah that Rav Nachman asked a question from on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that hanoi se'isha v'lo imotzo lo besulim, that he can claim mekach toz. V'kashilu, umashani, and they answered, my mekach toz nami, Mimosaim, when it says in the Mishnah mekach tos, it doesn't mean mekach tos and you don't get anything. Mekach tos means you can't be expected to receive 200 because you were not a basula. Aval mono isla. They all explain the Mishnah, not like you of Nachman are assuming. You of Nachman assumed that mekach tos means she doesn't get anything. No. All the Chachmei Ador, they heard him answering that when it says mekach toz, it just means that you can't expect him to pay the whole thing. But mone, like a be'ula, she'll get. Vat omras les lo klal. All the gedolei ha'dor agreed that's how to learn the Mishnah. And you Rav Nachman are saying the Mishnah means that she doesn't get anything, and then you're asking a question. Va'omar Rava, and Rava responded, mande kamoisiv shapir kamoisiv. No, Rav Nachman was right. When the Mishnah says mekach toos, it means she doesn't get anything. Mekach toos legamri mashma. Ve'elokash yahach. You're going to ask a question. How can you say that from the Mishnah, that the mekach toos, that konso b'cheskas besula, v'nimtzis b'ula, yeshla, that he doesn't get anything, she doesn't get anything because of mekach toos, and that's contrary to what Rav Sheishas understood from the Braisa, that says that she gets a ksubas mona. Toritz ve'ei mahochi. I'll tell you an answer to that. You have to read into the Braisa as follows. What did it say in the Braisa? The Braisa said, "Ketzad oitzas shemra? How is the oitzas shemra? V'ole beizdin v'ome aploini lo imotzasi lebitcha psulim. Im yesh edim shezin tzotach tov yesh lo ksubas mone." The first version of the Braisa didn't make any sense. It said there, if there's edim that she did znus after she got married, she gets a ksubas mone. We said straight away, that can't be, she gets killed. Then we said, no, what the Braisa means is, if there's edim that she did znus before they got married, then she gets a ksubas mone, and we have a problem. Our Mishnah says that's mekach tos. You have to read into the braisa as follows. Im yesh edim shezin tzotach tov, if the edim say that she did znus while she was married to him, beskila, of course she gets skila, because she's an eshes ish. Zin tzom mikor, if she did znus before she got married, v'loi klum, don't say ksubas mone. We'll get to the ksubas mone in a minute. For now, if they say that the znus was before they got married, v'loi klum, you don't get anything, exactly like it says in the Mishnah, because he can say mekach tos. It was konso b'cheskas besula, v'nimtzeis b'ula. However, so when the Braisa says that she gets a mone, what's that talking about? Nimtzeis mukas eitz. You have to introduce something in the Braisa that wasn't written in the original text that we had from the Braisa, that if she was a mukas eitz, if it becomes apparent that the reason that there's no besulim is because she was injured by a piece of wood, then yesh lo ksubas mone, then she gets a ksuba, how much? A mone. A mone, like the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say he gets a mono. And here the big question is, we're talking there about that he came to the Beis Din the day after he got married, and he says there was no besulim. And the Braisa says, if it became apparent that she was mukas eitz, then yesh lo ksubas mone, she gets a mone. It's certainly not Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says a mukas eitz gets 200. It must be the Rabbonon. Here we're talking about loy hikirbo. He didn't know before he got married that she was a mukas eitz. So it was loy hikirbo. And it's not Rav Meir, it must be the Rabbonon. And you get ksubas mone. I don't understand. You, Rav, said before that according to the Rabbonon, if hikirbo, you get 100. Loi hikirbo, it's a mekach toz, you don't get anything. And here Rava himself was reading into the Braisa that the ksubas mone is if it becomes clear afterwards that the reason she had no basulim was because she was mukas eitz, she gets ksubas mone. Did Rava not say before the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, who argued with the Rabmeya, loy hikir bava loy klum, that if you didn't know, if he didn't know that she was a mukas eitz, it's a mekach tos? Elosh ma'amino, it's clear from here that Hodar be Rava me'ahi, Rava changed his mind and said that according to Rabmeya, bein hikir bo, bein loy hikir bo, is 200. According to the Rabbanon, bein hikir bo, bein loy hikir bo, is 100. So that Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel we asked from before, where we said that from the Mishnah, it's clear that she's nemenes to say mukas eitz, and nemenes means she gets ksuba, and we didn't know who it was, because at first, Rami Bar Choma said that if lo hikir bo, everybody says it's mekach tos, now it's completely the opposite, that nobody says it's a mekach tos. Mekach tos is if she was a bu'ula, but mukas eitz is not a strong enough issue to come with the claim of mekach tos. There's no mekach tos. And according to the Rav Meir, even if lo hikir bo, ksuba is mosaim. According to the Rabbanon, even if lo hikir bo, the ksuba is mono. Continues the Gemara, and this is continuing the concept of konso b'cheskas b'usula v'nimtzeis b'ulo yeshlo ksubas mono. And where we're holding now is konso b'cheskas b'usula v'nimtzeis b'ulo. If it was because of a bia, then it's a mekach tos. If it was because of mukas eitz, it's not mekach tos. Tonu Rabbanon. Konso, if he did the chuppah, konso rishoin l'shum nisuin. If her first husband married her and did, she was a chuppah from nisuin, and those the chuppah was done. However, v'yesh lo edim shelo nistero, but there's edim that from the time of the chuppah they were never in a secluded place, which means that according to these edim, if we can rely on these edim, then even though they were not only kiddushin, it was also nisuin, there's been a chuppah, but this girl has never had any physical relations with anyone, with her husband. She's still a basula. Ina minister of Alesha, so could they be, or even if there's edim who say they were in a secluded place, but not long enough to have actually been able to do a bia, then, and then, for whatever reason, that marriage terminates, and she remarries. Eina sheini yochei lito in tainis basulim. Then the second husband can't come with a claim and say, why has she not got any basulim? Why? Because we assume, since there was a chuppah, she's got a cheskas be'ula. You can't assume that she's a basula. Shari konso rishain. Because at the end of the day, you did a chuppah. And when you do a chuppah, once there's a chuppah and a proper nisuin, then every wife has the status of a be'ula. And we have to assume, yes, Edim, not Edim, we'll soon see. If this woman went under the chuppah, you assume that she's a bu'ula. Omar Rava. So Rava deduced from there that Zoysei Meres, from the fact that he cannot claim Tainas Basulim, means that he would have a reason to say there was no Basulim. Where the Basulim? Why are you claiming this? You know that she was married before. No. So it seems that this husband assumed that she was a Basula. And he married her, and then there were no basulim. So he wants to come to Beis Din and say mekach tos. We say no. The ena shein yochelit in tainas basulim. He cannot claim tainas basulim. Zoyse Mera says Rava konso becheskas psula v'nim tzeis beula yesh lo ksuba mona. Because if it says that ena shein yochelit in tainas basulim, it means that coming to Beis Din is not going to help you anything. She's not going to lose any of her ksuba, which means that she gets a ksuba mona. This is what Rava said. Rava said, "Konsa becheskas besula v'nimtzes beula." She has a ksubas mona, and this is not like Rava said before that konsa becheskas besula v'nimtzes beula that it's a mekach tos completely and she doesn't get anything. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, "Ba'almo lo'olam eimelecho les lo klal." Ravashi says, "No, I believe that in a regular case of konsa becheskas besula v'nimtzes beula, it's a mekach tos and don't get anything." V'shani hoch, in this particular case, shari konso rishon, because even though there were edim who said that they didn't have an opportunity to do a bia, but nonetheless, there was a chuppah here, and since there was a chuppah, therefore we assume you had no good reason to say that she was definitely a basula. And therefore in this case, says Ravashi, that he cannot make the claim, and indeed she gets the ksuba of a mona. But in a regular case where you had every right to say, konso becheskas besula, I married her with the assumption to be a besula, and she wasn't a besula, indeed, that it is a mekach tos. And now the Gemara is asking, But in that braisa that we saw, that consort rishon nishum nisuin, if the first person, the first husband, did a nisuin, did a chuppah, and there were edim that said that it seems that there was no bia between them, and then the second husband cannot make a claim in Beis Din that there's no basulim, she gets a ksubas mone. I don't understand. Maybe she did znus after the kiddushin to the second husband, and then it's very serious. It's a znus. V'neichos shemo tachtov zinsa. Maybe the reason she's a be'ula is not because obviously she did have relations with her first husband. No, maybe she did znus after she was a kiddushin with the second husband. Omer of Shra, so then why do you say Ein Lotainis Basulim, don't bother coming to Beis Din with your claim? Because it's true that as far as the Ksuba is concerned, that maybe she had relations with the first husband, etc. But maybe not. Maybe she had relations with somebody after she was married to the second husband and his nus. Omer of Shravya, Kegoin Shekidesh Uboal Alto. We're talking about that the second husband knew without any shadow of a doubt that after the Kiddushin, there was definitely no znus. Because as soon as he did the Kiddushin, he had relations with her. And straight away, he's got a question. There was no basulim here. So there was certainly no znus after the Kiddushin. The question was, but I got married to you assuming that you were a basula. The Edim said that with the first husband, you didn't have a time to do any bia, and to have any physical relations with him. So for that we say that in this particular case, Ravashi says in this particular case, as soon as there's a chuppah with the first husband, we assume, we have to allow for the fact that she could have been a bu'ula. This whole dialogue we had from this braisa, and then we had Rava and Ravashi, and etc. The same dialogue was not on this braisa, but on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We saw in the Mishnah that Basula Almono Grusha Chalutzo Min HaNisuin. We saw there what happens if there's a Nisuin, there's a Chuppah, and she's still a Basula, even though she's an Almono Grusha V'Chalutza, she's a widow, divorced, or in the case of Yibum, or in the absence of Yibum, Chalitza. Then we say that, and we know that she's still a Basula, then we say that Ksubasan Mone, that the Ksuba is only one mona, is 100 zuz, like an almona, as like a bu'ula, ve'in latainis besulim. And there's no tainis besulim. That's what we saw in our Mishnah. Because after chuppah, there's no tainis besulim. Similar to what we saw in the braisa at the end of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So asks the Gemara, besulim min anisuin heichemishkachas lo. How could it be that she's had nisuin? There's been a chuppah, and do we not assume that the night after the chuppah, there's relations? How can she be a besula if she's already had nisuin? Says the Gemara, going to nichnas al chuppah v'loy nivala, is if she had the chuppah and for whatever reason, good or other, they didn't have any beer together, and therefore she's still a basula. So Omar Rava. So the same as Rava in the first version deduced this from the Braisa, Rava's deducing it from the Mishnah. Zoisimeris. That means we know, we assume that it was nichnas al chuppah v'loy nivala. That means even though she was married first, she's not a baula. And now the second husband, who assumes she's a basula, konsa b'cheskas basula v'nimtzeis ba'ula, the Mishnah says, k'suvas amona, that the k'suba is amona, because even though he assumed that she wasn't nivala, so why can't he say that it's a mekach tol, she should get nothing? Says Rava, no, konsa b'cheskas basula v'nimtzeis ba'ula, k'suvas amona. Ravashi again says, no, Ravashi Omar La'olam, normally konsa b'cheskas besula v'nimtzeis b'ula eimelecha ba'al meles lo klal. Of course there's mekach tos, like we saw from Rava on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Of course there's mekach tos. Over here in the Mishnah, v'shani hacha shari nichnas al chuppah. Over here we're not talking about a regular girl that you had every reason to believe she's a basula. You're talking about a girl who's actually been in the chuppah. A girl who's been under the chuppah is not to be assumed to be a basula. Why do you say in the Mishnah that she gets a ksuba of a mona, and there's no tainus basulim, which means if you didn't find basulim, even though you assumed that there should be basulim, you don't come to Beis Din? Why are you not afraid? Maybe she did znus after the kiddushin, and if it's znus, it's a big issue. And the same answer as before. Omer of Shrav Yoke going to Kiddush or Baal Alta. He knows that definitely after the Kiddushin of the second husband, there was no znus because he did a beer with her immediately afterwards. Nobody got their hands on her before then. The whole question is, I thought you were a basula, and there's no basulim, mekach tos. So that we say that in this case, since it was kvar nichnas al chuppah, There's no such claim. Says the Gemara, Man de masni lo abraisa kol shkena masnisin. That version, the first version we saw here, that Rabba said what he said, and Ravashi responded what he said, that Rabba said from the Braisa that says that if there's Edim that say that the first couple, with the first marriage, didn't have any relations, and then the second husband claims there's no Basulim, we don't give him that claim, and she gets her Ksuba. So Rabba said, from here you see that every consul becheskas besula v'nimtes be'ula has a ksuba. And Ravashi says, no, it could be a regular consul becheskas besula would be a mekach tos. And here it's different because at the end of the day they had a chuppah. So that version, kol shkena masnisin. Then on the Mishnah, where in the Mishnah you don't have a guarantee from Edim that there was no bia in the first husband. It was just assumed that they didn't have time or they didn't do the bia. In that case, it definitely, if Rabba were to say that you have proof from there, that konta b'cheskas b'sula v'nimtes b'ula, that you have a ksuba, that Ravashi would say, no, there's no proof. A regular konta b'cheskas b'sula, it would be a mekach tos, and over there it's different, because over there you don't even have edim that they didn't have a bia. Then that would make sense that Rav Ashi would respond that way to Rabba. So man demasti lo abraisa kol shkena masnisin. However, man demasti lo masnisin, the opinion that learns this whole dialogue on the Mishnah, which is talking about where there's no edim, avla braisa loy. In the case of the braisa, they wouldn't have had this dialogue. Rav Ashi wouldn't have said what he said. Rav Ashi wouldn't have said that normally Rabba's right that, had Rabba said what he said from, in the case of the Braisa, that you've got Edim here, and who say that they didn't have a beer, and nonetheless, they don't have a claim. So Rabba says, from here you see, konso b'cheskas b'sula v'nimtes b'ula, it's never a claim. Over here, Rav Ashi may well not have answered back that normally there is a claim, and just here is different, because here it's not different to everywhere else, because here you've got Edim. If Edim say they didn't have a bia, that is a very proper konso b'cheskas b'sula. He had no reason to suspect that maybe there was a bia. So in the version that Rabba said what he said on the Braisa, okay, Rav Ashi responded that even though there's Edim, since she had a chuppah with the first husband, you cannot assume necessarily that it's a basula. But if this dialogue happened on the Mishnah, in the Mishnah there were no Edim, then in that case Rav Ashi would not have said on the Braisa is different to everywhere else. No, if the Braisa says there's Edim that she didn't have, that they didn't have bia, then it's exactly the case of a regular konso b'cheskas basula. Here the husband can say, no, I relied on these Edim, and since the Edim said there was no beer, I had every right to assume that you were a Basula. And konso b'cheskas Basula of Nimtes Ba'ula, were Rabba to say it from this Braisa, Rav Ashi may well have agreed with him that we have proof from here that in every konso b'cheskas Basula of Nimtes Ba'ula, that there is a Ksuba of Mona. But according to this version, the whole dialogue of Rabba and Rav Ashi was not on the Braisa, it was on the Mishnah. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.